all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh, Michelle, I'm so excited. We've got one of our most favorite dermatologists back with us. It's Dr. Doris Day, and she's going to talk about oily skin and what to finally do about it. And her book is Forget the Facelift. Turn back the clock with Dr. Day's revolutionary four-step program for ageless skin. All right, Michelle, I'm so excited. I can't even stand myself. Dr. Day, welcome back to Her Radio. So let's hop back into it, that whole thing about skin. And I guess one of the first things everyone wants to know about is cleansers. What are the best and how often do you use them?
Well, cleansing is the first, and really I consider it to be one of the most important steps in your beauty routine, because if you don't remove pollution and all your makeup and the dirt and grime of the day, that alone can age your skin, and it prevents the other products that you apply afterwards from properly penetrating. So it's really important to start with a good, clean palette, and that comes from your cleanser. So I take cleansing very seriously. Now, I don't know, I'm hoping everybody brushes their teeth, and I don't really believe in the manual toothbrushes anymore. I like the ultrasonic, the sonic brushing toothbrush
right.
things.
Right.
And for
That's
your skin, it's really pretty much the same thing. So the idea is that you use a cleansing brush on your face, because that will clean up to 10 times better than just using soap and water and your hands.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
okay.
As much as possible, the more that you can do in terms of minimizing the trauma, minimizing stripping the skin and losing your own natural skin oils, but getting a good clean, that's really important. So what you use to clean is as important as what you use in terms of the actual ingredients, the cleanser itself.
Got it. And then what about toners? So I also know one thing about cleansing that I want to say really quickly to our listeners is, aren't you supposed to use tepid water, so water that, not hot water on your face?
Right. Lukewarm is the best.
Lukewarm, yeah.
So not too hot, not too cold. And
exactly.
It's nice to do a cool rinse. That feels good. I think it's probably better for your hair than your skin, but there's nothing wrong with a cool rinse at the end. But lukewarm
okay.
water will help break up and make the cleanser work better. And if you
right.
go too hot, you really are just burning your skin.
Exactly. So toners, let's talk about those. Are they frowned upon?
Toners are kind of making a comeback, and they have advanced in terms of their technology. Now we have toners, we have essences, emulsions, all these things. A lot of it is coming from Asia with just different variations on the same theme. But I like a toner if you have the patience for it. Now we have a lot of toners that are alcohol-free that add in some antioxidants and things that will help stabilize and balance the pH. But also I find that no matter how well you clean, if you have enough makeup on, if you use a toner, you'll see on the pad you still get more stuff off. So
right.
I'm not against toners, but I would say that if you're very busy or lazy like me,
yay.
And you want to drop something, a toner is an easy thing to drop.
That's me.
We're
yep,
just
that's me
laughing
too.
Because Michelle and I are, seriously. I mean, when you say, well, if you have the patience for this, are you serious?
Most I know, I'm sitting here shaking
saying,
my head like,
honey,
I'm just
happy to wash...
I'm happy to
wash
my teeth
and face.
Yeah,
I alone wash my face. So
well,
talk
the good
about
thing is, if you really had a late. Go ahead. You've had a very late night. There are cleansing pads that you can get. Like Olay has them. Neutrogena has a really nice new one that can remove makeup. And if you're really in a pinch and really exhausted and maybe just a tad, a little too much on the alcohol side, at least you can do that to try to get most of what you have on your face off before you go to bed. But ideally, you'll have a good cleansing routine and then toner, again, if you have the patience.
I use
Well, half
I
the time,
them.
I just use a pressure hose to my face and just call it a day.
That works really well.
Because, especially when I've laid on a lot of that makeup. Hey, listen, talk to us about moisturizers and also sunscreen.
Okay. Sunscreen. The most important thing to know about sunscreen is that you need to use it every day, all year round. And I am amazed at how often I get questions about safety of sunscreen ingredients.
Right.
There's just these groups that go around, and they do it under the guise of being about public protection and consumer protection and awareness, and they talk about the dangers of sunscreen ingredients and how they're carcinogenic and breast cancer and all sorts of stuff. And I have looked at the data. I've spoken with everybody in industry who makes the products. I've, you know, spoken with people at the FDA and looked at the literature ad nauseum. And I will tell you that with sunscreens, this is very tightly regulated by the FDA. It's so tightly regulated that we can't even get new ingredients approved because they have to go through such rigorous safety and efficacy testing in order to prove to the FDA that they should be allowed to come on the market. And the reason why they have so many more sunscreen ingredients in Europe and people flock there to buy their sunscreen as if it's better is because there it's regulated as a cosmetic, but here sunscreens are regulated as drugs.
Yeah,
and so to get new ingredients approved, it's much more complicated and rigorous, and the FDA can be difficult that way. So sunscreen ingredients are safe. We know that UV rays are not safe.
Right.
So if you're going to take your chances on one side or the other, use the sunscreen.
Okay,
that's the way to go.
So let's talk about moisturizers really quickly. Oil-free. Mm-hmm. What do you look for?
Well, I don't look for oil-free. I look, if you have an acne problem or you're worried about breaking out, look for non-comedogenic or non-acnegenic. Otherwise, look for ingredients like hyaluronic acid, that niacinamide. Those are great ingredients in moisturizers for the face. For the body, I really love lactic acid as an ingredient because that gently exfoliates without drying or irritating the skin, and it's also what's called a humectant, so it will hold and pull water in the skin. And some of these lactic acid products also contain ceramides, which is great for the face and the body, and that's naturally found in the skin and does help hydrate and hold water in.
And I've seen a lot of that in what we now call natural products. And I think something that you've stressed a lot in the past is to avoid artificial perfumes, coloring agents, synthetic chemicals, and mineral oils, because you want to be able to get control of oily skin. You've mentioned the medicated pads, to be able to take off, pads in general, to take off cosmetics and makeup and all the rest of it. Talk to us about medicated pads as well as blotting papers.
So blotting papers are designed to kind of just absorb the oil off your skin and pull it away from the skin. That'll last maybe a couple minutes to an hour to make you feel better and just kind of make you feel drier in the moment. But really, if you have very oily skin, look for products with salicylic acid. That's considered a beta hydroxy acid, and that does help manage oil in many people. And typically, over the counter, you can get about up to a 2%. And it is a little bit drying, but that's kind of the point. And that's often in medicated pads as well. The other main ingredient in medicated pads is benzoyl peroxide. Now, the things that do not work if you have oily skin or you break out, one, do not do rubbing alcohol. That does nothing for the bacteria that causes acne. It will only irritate and dry out your skin. So now you're going to have dry, red, irritated skin with pimples, which is the worst thing. And then hydrogen peroxide also has not much of an effect, actually no effect on the bacteria that causes acne. So those are not things to put on the skin. And over-scrubbing also doesn't help. So all those things feel good in the moment, but they're not really good.
Well, I think you need to pick up Dr. Doris Day's wonderful book, Forget the Facelift, Turn Back the Clock, with Dr. Day's revolutionary four-step program for ageless skin. Dr. Day, thank you for being on Her Radio and helping us understand oily skin and what to do about it. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
And you can go to Dr. Doris Day's website at www.myclearskin.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.